Good evening. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Today is Saturday, April 26th. I just got back from a friend's birthday party. Been fairly, relaxed Saturday. And at some point, either tomorrow or on Monday, I'm planning on working on the craft project for this week. I did decide to go ahead and go with the rope making process, kind of presentation and review. Hopefully, you'll find that interesting. A kind of interesting time at the birthday party this evening. It was a fairly vanilla crowd in general, and that was kind of an interesting change of pace lately. Aside from work-related functions and things like that, I actually haven't had a whole lot of kind of strictly vanilla interactions, socially speaking, in a little while. It's kind of an interesting perspective change, you know, kind of being around a completely different crowd than you used to, some overlap anyway, but in a different context. I thought it was kind of interesting to notice that, basically I'm realizing that I kind of tend to end up being a little on the bored side when I'm in a strictly vanilla setting. And a lot of times I find that I don't really have that much to say to vanilla people. It's not that, kink sort of necessarily it takes up my life. That's not, the only thing that I'm able to talk about. I just kind of tend to find that the people I'm used to interacting with on a regular basis and the kinky crowd in general, because it's sort of a self-selecting crowd, is almost guaranteed to be something that I can, talk to someone about and kind of, enjoy that interaction. And because there is as much overlap as there is between, sort of other interests that I have and the kink community, there's a very high likelihood of being able to talk about something interesting, having things in common, that sort of thing. So I don't know, that just that kind of stood out to me tonight. I don't know if there's some deeper meaning there or anything, but I thought it was kind of interesting and sort of noteworthy that at least when it comes to strangers outside of any context where I might have something to talk with and interact with about because of the situation, like being at a say at a convention or something like that, for some specific topic, in just a normal, average, run-of-the-mill social situation with vanilla people, I tend to be kind of bored. I'll try to avoid jumping to too many conclusions based on that, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just spoiled with interesting people to talk to. Maybe I poorly developed social skills. Realistically, it's probably somewhere in between the two. But the grand scheme of things, I don't think I'm really missing out on a whole lot. And I'm pretty much okay with that. I like being able to, being able to have a fairly diverse crowd of people that I can interact with comfortably and easily. And sort of have a default level of interaction and kind of, compatibility on some subject or topic on some level. There's almost always something that I can talk about with somebody else who is either involved in a kinky organization or at a kinky event. There's almost always something we can talk about. I suppose the same is probably true for a regular vanilla social event, but sort of the default topics and conversations there tend to be pretty I've said boring over and over again, but and that really is what it kind of comes down to. I don't particularly enjoy discussing TV shows or popular media and culture in general, just because it's not very interesting to me. But I don't think I'm missing out too much. Anyway, I'll go ahead and put further updates, I suppose, on how the craft segment's going. It's looking like it probably realistically it might be Monday or possibly even Tuesday evening before I actually get the get the project finished and get all the pictures together, notes, everything else, and make an actual podcast on it. Until then, I'll see you tomorrow, and I hope everyone has a good evening. As always, I can be contacted at evan@kinkycrafter.com. Thanks, and have a good night.